Jacksonville's new task force on civil rights history will meet Wednesday morning. A subcommittee has been at work compiling the city's most important events. City planner Joel McEachin 2 weeks ago presented the task force with the city's version of the civil rights timeline. Not a comprehensive list, it began in 1941 with a lawsuit for racially equal teacher pay. But the history being compiled by Rodney Hurst and Tim Gilmore begins much earlier, around the 1830s, and included corrections to some of McEachin's dates. Gilmore says his subcommittee's charge is to create the most comprehensive account possible, and they want the public's help.
We're collating timelines, and there's an input form that everyone who comes to the meetings can get. To add anything that they think should be included in the timeline. So, I think that the history is so rich that whatever we come up with will leave things out because we don't know everything. But we're going to be as comprehensive as we can, absolutely.
Hurst says the timeline will serve as Jacksonville's first official historical record of civil rights, and it could be used to guide new monuments or markers. City Council President Ana Lopez Brochet set up the task force to investigate how Jacksonville and Florida could be added to a recently established National Civil Rights Trail. But members are unsure after discovering the trail was designated by a consortium of state tourism agencies and requires a fee to join. Hurst says he wants Jacksonville to set up its own local trail, with or without the connection to the national one. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.